Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
So, most of our kids are back to school, except for if you're in, I think only the Northeast yet has to go back to school. So, you know, back to school is kind of like a bittersweet type time of year. Number one, the kids are back in school, right? And we're like, yes, that we can clean the house. We can purge the stuff that got destroyed over the summer break. But then we have to make lunches, do homework. It's really, really a bittersweet thing. I actually have one that hasn't gone back to school yet. And I'm telling you, every day, I said to my husband just the other day, I go, honey, isn't it interesting how God kind of makes it so that the last 2 weeks are just so tough that when they go back to school, you're like, yay. And so you don't, it's like a mechanism for not feeling sad that they have gone back to school. Cause you know, there is that separation anxiety that us moms have, but anyways, oh my gosh, get me through the next 2 weeks with this girl. Anyhow, back to school. There's lots of great things going on. Hey, one great thing I saw the other day, Land's End, their backpacks, they're all on sale and those things will last forever. In fact, did you know Land's End actually guarantees their backpacks for life? So if you are one of those that get tired of buying a new backpack around Christmas time, try going to landsend.com. And so the other day I saw the toy that will probably be the toy that every kid is asking for this holiday season and the one that teachers are saying aren't allowed in their classrooms anymore, the new fidget cube. You know, spinners were in, but now the spinning has gone to a fidget cube. And the 2.0 is out and they're really cool colors and everything. They're under $10. If you see them, you want to go ahead and buy them now because come October, November, you're going to be searching for them and you're not going to be able to find them. And I'm going to say, I told you so, right? I want to thank our sponsors. We got two of them, Tasty Lee Tomatoes. I had some last night in my salsa, whipped a little salsa together because that, of course, is what the child who hasn't gone back to school wanted to eat. So whipped some of those Tasty Lees. Got mine at Publix. And one of our listeners actually texted me the other day and said, I'm so excited. They finally got Tasty Lee Tomatoes back into our grocery store. And she was so excited because she had heard about them here on Mom Talk Radio. And our other sponsor, which is Pre-Mama. You know, if you are a expectant or new mom, go to drinkpremama.com. It's a whole line of supplements. You can drink your prenatal vitamin rather than, you know, gagging on a horse pill. And it's all right there at drinkpremama.com. You can find them also at CVS, Target, Amazon, and other specialty stores. We have a great show lined up for you today. We've got the author of Toddler Survival Guide. We have, we're going to be talking about kids' health. We're going to be talking with one guest who actually spent 14 years working with some of the most challenging teenagers on earth and their families. So good stuff coming your way. And when we return, we got Mike and Heather Spore with us, the authors of The Toddler Survival Guide, Complete Protection from the Whiny Unfed.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret. Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I'm excited to have with us today the husband and wife team, the authors behind the Toddler Survival Guide, Complete Protection from the Whiny and Unfed. And we're joined today by Mike and Heather Spore. Mike is an editor at BuzzFeed, where he runs the Parents and Family Vertical, something that I visit quite often. He is a lover of Diet Coke and the Beatles and the Giants. And he loves his wife and kids and even the dog, which is really awesome. And his wife is Heather. She started blogging in 2002. She loves a whole bunch of stuff. And she's been blogging through cross-country moves and job changes and is a regular contributor to Babbel.com, another site that we often go to. So welcome, Mike and Heather, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So I take it that you have one of those whiny and unfed toddlers in your house.
We've had two.
Thankfully, we survived and got to the other side of toddlehood. So we've made it
through. Yeah, just the other day we were talking in the office because a couple of us have high school kids, and we were like, I even have a few college ones, and we turned to the mom that has two-year-old twins, and we were like, ooh, you just have no idea how bad it's going to get. So the toddlers look so bad when you're there, but then the problems that college-age kids have are just much more bigger. So
yeah,
what was your
different problems, right? When they're toddlers, you're trying to keep them from climbing up on top of the refrigerator. But when they're older, they're doing all kinds of stuff that's stressing you out probably, huh?
Yeah, they're getting into the refrigerator and drinking stuff that they shouldn't, right? So what inspired you guys to write this book?
Well, I've always been someone who really likes zombie books and zombie movies and that kind of thing. And one day it kind of occurred to us that our toddlers were kind of a lot like zombies. They kind of follow you around wherever you go, whether it's a zombie or a toddler. They kind of communicate mainly through groans and grunts.
They're clumsy.
Exactly right. So that was kind of the idea, the funny germ of an idea about comparing toddlers to zombies. And then we realized that we actually had a lot of really good practical advice about raising toddlers, having raised a couple of our toddlers and gone through all those crazy experiences.
Well, and I'm hoping that you haven't actually called your toddlers zombies, but but you're right. They kind of are, now that I think about it. So what are your survival skills that moms and dads will learn from the book?
Well, we filled it with a lot of practical advice. We're not here to make people feel bad about their parenting choices. We're not going to tell you not to, use the TV when you need 30 minutes of, quiet alone time. So we're hopeful that parents will get out of this, reassurance that their instincts are correct, while also maybe picking up some tips about things they haven't quite encountered yet, like potty training or staying in a hotel with kids or things like that.
Right. There's a lot about taking your kid into public, all the different places you take a toddler and how to do that without having a giant meltdown. Then there's also talks about ways to protect your home so that your kid's safe in the home, but also your home is safe, because we know toddlers can break things in the home. And it's all told in kind of a funny way, but there's a lot of practical stuff that'll kind of help you get through the day.
So which part of toddlerhood did you think was the most challenging? Because you have the whole eating, you have the self-control, you have the potty training. I mean, which one did you think was the most challenging, and how did you deal with it?
For me, it was different with both of our kids, because we have a girl and a boy. With my daughter, it was much harder dealing with her when she realized she had autonomy and she could make her own decisions, and she could, she could do whatever she wanted. Not really, but she thought she could. So dealing with her, growing sense of self-awareness was much harder.
I thought bedtimes that were kind of crazy, because, if you don't be the kind of taskmaster and set the rules at bedtime, then, your kids are going to run the show, and they're going to ask for another story, and they're going to ask for another game, and all of a sudden you're really easy. And they ask for you to stay in the room as they fall asleep. Next thing you know, you're waking up in their room 2 hours later because you fell asleep waiting for them to fall asleep.
Yeah. Right, so exactly.
It's important not to fall into those traps.
Yeah. And with our son, he was your stereotypical toddler. He climbed on everything. He got into everything. So he was a completely different challenge than our daughter. We had to baby-proof, something we never had to do with her.
I mean, there were times we walked into we put cookies away, and we were stupid enough to put the cookies away in front of him, and we put them up on a high shelf. So all of a sudden we walk into the kitchen, and he's pushed chairs against the counter and climbed all the way up, and he's in the top shelf, this little tiny guy in the top shelf trying to get these cookies. So something like that makes you realize, how careful you've got to be, because, they don't think about, preserving themselves. Yeah. They just think about getting the cookies. They're all id.
Right, right. Absolutely. And so I want to go back to the sleeping thing, because I think that the biggest challenge is the sleeping thing. So how did you avoid falling into that trap? Because I have to say that I threw the whole sleeping thing on my husband because I just couldn't handle it, especially the
so
bedtime
did I.
stories. Yeah, so
yeah,
okay,
you know, after
okay,
a long day with the kids, my wife was ready for me to take over on that part.
Right. So we have 2 minutes. Yeah. So tell me what in 2 minutes or less, how you combated that.
I think the really quick answer to that was that after I made some mistakes that elongated the time, I started to get really strict on, here's the schedule, we're doing teeth, we're putting on our pajamas, we're drinking our water or whatever it is. The little steps, you're getting in bed, you get one story, and then you turn on the nightlight and you leave. And, yeah, there was complaining the first few nights, but after about a week, they really understood this was the schedule. Kids do good with schedules, and they got it. And then, it was a lot easier after that.
Yeah, consistency was key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read one time somewhere that our children do want boundaries, and it's up to us to give them to them. So they really do want them. So where can we find your book and find out more about you, because you guys are good together?
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, well, you can find the book. It's actually nationwide in bookstores. It's in Barnes & Nobles and all those. But the easiest way to get it is probably to go on Amazon.com. You can order it right there. To find out more about us, me, you can visit BuzzFeed Parents. You'll see a lot of my writing there. Then Heather actually writes a blog called The Spores Are Multiplying. And she's been doing that for a long time. And it tells the story of her life, raising our kids. And there's a lot of fun stuff on there.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being here on Mom Talk Radio. Can't wait to see what happens when you write the book on the middle schoolers and the teenagers. And when we return, we're pulling out of the archives one of my favorite Spotlight on Mom segments.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
My favorite segment of Mom Talk Radio is the Spotlight on Moms, when we shine the light on moms who are working hard every day. And this is Cindy Simmons, and she has 2 children. She blogs at survivingmommy.com, on Twitter at the same handle, Surviving Mommy. And she has, I really love to dig into her Coffee Convo Wednesdays. You guys are going to love this. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Cindy.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Tell us about Coffee Convo Wednesdays.
It started off when I was in the carpool line picking up my now 11-year-old daughter. So it was about a year ago. And Facebook Live was kind of in the mix, and I was super curious about it. And I thought, I'm sitting here in carpool. Why not talk to other people who are doing the same exact thing to me? Well, I thought, okay, that was great. And that lasted for about a month. And then summer hit. So I thought, well, I'm not in carpool anymore, but I do love coffee. So let's switch it to the morning. So I moved it to morning, and I went from Carpool Convo Wednesday to Coffee Convo Wednesday, and that's what I've been doing for about a year. So we talk about 3 topics every Wednesday morning on Facebook Live, and some are just silly off the cuff, and some are like, hey, let's talk about pop culture, and some personal stories from my own mom universe of just keeping it real, because there's so much Facebook fakery out there, and I am all about trying to say, hey, look, I'm not perfect, and I know you're not, so let's be imperfect people together.
That's wonderful. I call it to my kids anyway, and my family, because we do it at work here, as part of some other business we do here, and I call it Farcebook, because it's a farce, some of these things people put out there.
Is.
You're like, that can't be real. Or it's real, but it's just like the top level. You're thinking, wait, these people have no issues going on. I feel so, but you're right. I think if you present a forum that's just so authentic and the real world, then no wonder it's so popular.
Right. Like down to my hair color. I'm not a real blonde, but the only thing real on the show is my red lipstick, which I don't care if I haven't slept in 3 days or haven't washed my hair and showered in 2, but by golly, I'm going to have my red lipstick on.
That's awesome. Yes, as my grandmother used to always, never leave the house without your lipstick on. That's great.
Advice.
Yeah. So tell us about the, so of course, the huge popularity. Tell your numbers at the beginning and now, what's your average viewership on the Coffee Combo Wednesdays?
I had a couple of viewers in the very beginning, only because I come from a radio background. So like you, I had a radio show for 12 years in Atlanta, Georgia.
Where really? Oh, okay.
Yes. And so I did that for so long. So I think people were curious as to why I left the world of radio and what I was doing. So there was that curiosity there. And so it was a couple hundred. And now I have anywhere up to 12,000 viewers per week sometimes. It's great.
Wow. And that's a 30-minute Facebook Live.
No, it's not even 30 minutes. I would say we go anywhere, just depending on how crazy it gets, from 15 to 20 minutes max.
Gotcha. But the three topics, I got. So you have 3 points to talk about, and then, okay. So, that's fantastic. I mean, that's a great, great record. So do you do the carpool combos anymore, or you just kind of put that away, and now you just do the Wednesday morning?
I put that away only because the coffee is timeless and I need coffee in my life and like so many other women and men. So I figured, why not have coffee with someone else? And it's great because it's, you know, like a couple minutes out of your Wednesday morning. And sometimes if you are a work from home mother and you have an office out of your home like I do, you're at home by yourself. You're not in that corporate environment anymore like I used to be. So whereas you'd be maybe standing by the coffee pot having conversation with your coworkers, now you're just sitting on Facebook Live having coffee with me.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, congratulations on the success. Again, survivingmommy.com. So if our listeners want to listen in to Coffee Combo Wednesdays, or actually tune in because they can watch and interact. I bet you get tons of interactions. Engagement, I should say. Where can we find you?
Well, you can find me on Surviving Mommy Facebook, or just go to my YouTube channel, search Cindy Simmons, and I have every coffee combo dating back to when it was called Carpool Combo. They're all available on my YouTube channel, Cindy Simmons.
All right. Awesome. Congratulations, Cindy. It was great to talk to you again, and we'll have you on again soon, and I'm sure your viewership is going to go even exponentially higher. So it's survivingmommy.com.
This is Mom Talk Radio.
And before we break, let me just tell you about Mom TV, the place that you need to go online when you want to see what we're doing here on Mom Talk Radio. We have videos for and by moms, everything that you can think of, all the subject matter that relates to a mom, everything for how to feed your child to product reviews. So if you're thinking about a stroller, go to Mom TV. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know how to prepare for back to school season, go to Mom TV, your video destination online, where you can find and watch information that is relevant to you as a mom. It's a great place, and we hope you'll join us on momtv.com.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I am excited to have a guest from one of my favorite places in the world, Minneapolis. That's where I ran my first marathon. I just love that place. Everybody says, way to go, way to go. But our guest, now I deviate, our guest is Cheryl Hill. She is a world speaker, the author of Walking on Sunshine, and is just an amazing person. She is featured in People You Need to Know 2012. She has done a lot of work with her and her husband. They've been a host family to 8 internationals from all over. And she's here to talk today a little bit about travel-related deaths and injuries abroad, and how an investment of 60 minutes can save lives. So welcome, Cheryl, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's great to reconnect with you.
Yeah, yes, it is. It is great to have you again. So you actually run a site, departsmart.org, which I have been to in the past because I have I have several children who travel a lot abroad. And, You know, like right now I have one in the Amazon in Peru. It scares the death out of me. And she's about to leave to go to Cameroon with the Peace Corps. So I'm constantly on edge. And you have some history, and maybe you could talk and refresh everyone about your history in this area.
I am a mom of 8 international students for more than 12 years. So I get how awesome it can be. And as a mom, I experienced H1N1, appendicitis, severe sprains, and of course risk behaviors that all moms kind of go through when our kids are teens. My son, Tyler Hill, received the opportunity. He was told he was named for the honor, although there was no evidence of that, to represent the United States in Japan. My son Tyler was barely 16 years old. He was an A honor student, leader and role model, and tragically, he died a preventable death in Tokyo. And what we learned through this mother's worst nightmare is that history repeats over and over. And here's why. Travel, passenger travel, where we can get anywhere in the world in a day, has really only happened in our lifetime. And policy has not kept pace with globalization. There are no consumer safety warnings or any type of statistically meaningful information before you buy or fly abroad. And we have, for now 10 years, supported thousands of families whose trips abroad turned into nightmares. And we asked them that critical question, what do you know now that you didn't know then that would have saved your child's life? And we came up with this travel safety savvy quiz of the top 10 things. And that is on our website at departsmart.org. And that we've been doing workshops with this for a while, but now we're actually moving into travel safety. We actually call it Travel Hero Safety Certification, because people should be able to identify and avoid risk at help and home.
One of the very first things you point out, and I point it out to my children all the time when they travel abroad, that 911 is not an international emergency way to get help. And so many people don't know that.
And it's not enough to know the number in that country. You need to know how to ask for help and identify your location. And you also need to know whether the country has a guilty until proven innocent law, or you could be arrested.
That actually was the last thing I just told one of my children when they were departing the United States. Please don't end up in a foreign prison, because mom can't help you out if that happens. So let's talk a little bit really quickly about the Travel Heroes Safety Certification. It's a 60-minute course, and tell me a little bit about it.
I'm super excited, especially to be talking to moms. We all know moms make the majority of decisions, especially for vacations. And every mom and dad wants to give their kids the world and help them stay safe. But this course actually applies to anyone. It's super fun, micro learnings. We used animated videos to teach storylines, and you kind of go in and you start creating an action plan, an emergency action plan for your trip. So let's say if you were going to Peru, for an example, you would come in and you would take the geopolitical current events, you'd go to the State Department and read overseas security advisory cautions, and then you go into the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. We should all register our trips at step.state.gov, and then we do health and wellness. What shots might you need? You might need a yellow card in case yellow fever was there. It might be chikungunya rainy season, and maybe Promethean will help keep you healthy. So they'll give you healthy tips, and you'll put that in your action plan. Then we go into travel insurance. And I'm really proud to tell you that AIG Travel stepped up in a big way to help make this course real. And we're working with them on some very specific travel insurance. But most people think that they're insured when they go abroad because they have health insurance. But health insurance will not get you out of jail. And if you're arrested, they won't give you legal support. And it will not evacuate you. And this is where it hurts badly. It can cost $300,000 or more to get you or someone you love to good care or home if something terrible happens. And insurance is like 5% of your trip. Then there are two other modules, which are really geography and housing. Can you map your trip? My son tried to dial 911. It's 119 in Japan, and he was literally 10 minutes from the Japanese Red Cross Hospital, but he didn't know how to get help. I want to empower global connections and peace through understanding in ways that these kids can have the time of their life and know what to do on their own and have the resources to call travel insurance or get notices from the embassy. And if their funds are lost, the last chapter is probably the most important. How do you prepare your emergency contacts? Did you know that your passport needs to be good for 6 months beyond your child's return in order for you to get on the plane? That's called the validity rule. I didn't. My passport was only good for 3. So those are the types of things we do. And at the very end, you do get a certificate. And in the future, that certificate might be worth some discounts. And for now, you're going to have an action plan that you can download and print that you can give to your school, to your parents, to your employer, or to whomever you want to share, this is my trip, this is what I'm doing, this is how I've prepared, and this is how you can help me.
I want to remind everyone, you can go to departsmart.org where you can find out about that course. Cheryl, thank you so much for sharing all of that information. It's imperative that you equip yourself before you go overseas, or your child does as well. So thank you so much. And we'll have a link to departsmart.org on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Michelle Davenport. She's on a mission to help parents raise their kids on real food.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret. Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I love anyone that I can talk to that's as educated as our next guest, Dr. Michelle Davenport. That's her mission, to help parents raise their kids on real food. She holds a PhD in nutrition from NYU and is a registered dietitian who's received a whole bunch of training in a whole bunch of different places. She's a Bay Area native and is also mother to 19-month-old Sophie. And she's here to talk about how she gets Sophie to eat things like chickpeas, cauliflower, and other foods I can't even pronounce. So welcome, Michelle, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you about this.
I feel like I was one of those moms. Well, I had 3 children under 20 months at one point. I don't know. Like, I just didn't fight the fight. And I think I became a healthier eater like later on in life, and now they're finally catching on to that, but I don't think I did a very good job, to be honest with you. So let's talk first about the myths about organic baby food pouches being healthy for our babies.
Yeah, so that's one of the number one myths when it comes to feeding babies. I think I speak to a lot of parents and they're like, well, how are the pouches? You know, isn't that baby food? And what I have to do is actually tell them the story of how pouches are made. I don't think most people know that pouches are usually sitting in the shelves for years at a time, 2+ years, and they're usually older than your baby. And the way that they're produced is manufacturers will source all types of different syrups and then boil them to a pulp, so that what you're left with is basically a sugary concoction that kind of resembles jam, and it doesn't have anything else. It's very high in sugar. That's why you see most of the pouches that you find in the stores are over, 50, sometimes 70% of sugar. And babies at that age are really not supposed to be having sugar, because it trains their palates to want more sugar later on. There's tons of studies that show, kids who start out with commercial baby food or these pouches basically are gearing their palates up to want more junk food later on. If you're used to slurping some sugary syrup through a pouch, you're going to want that when you're older, something sweet through a straw. So that's the premise.
We know this as adults. I mean, all you have to do, give up sugar or carbohydrates, white bread for 2 weeks, and it changes your palate. So, we get that. Or just look at those pouches and look at what the expiration date is. And I saw something the other day that was good for 5 years. I was like, when did the 5 years start,
There's so many stories where parents are discovering, in the news, oh, my God, there's lead in my food, in my baby's food, or there's rubber. You find so many different things as these stories come out, because it's this food that's been processed so many times that, it's absorbing whatever it's from the factory. So the most recent story is there's detectable levels of lead in over 20% of all baby food found in the stores, which is really scary.
Wow.
And that's something that you can't reverse.
Okay, so let me just ask you, you're a busy mom and you really want to start your kid off on the right foot. What foods do you introduce and when?
That's one of the biggest myths of motherhood, right? That you have to do it all. I think when I first became a mom, I was like, I have to do it all. Like, you keep hearing that phrase in your head, like, I have to do it all. I have to do it all by myself. So one of the biggest myths that I'm trying to bust, you know, every single day, and what motivates me is to alleviate this notion of mom guilt. And that's how the idea of Raise Real was born. You know, we want to support parents to be the parents that they want to be. You know, so have your career or don't have your career, but do whatever you want to do, and we'll support you throughout that process by handling the baby food. There's a lot of questions that parents have initially when they start out with Raise Real about, you know, what kind of foods should we serve our kid, and is it one ingredient, two ingredients? And the reason why it's so confusing is because the guidelines have changed so many times. You know, in 2008, the American Academy of Pediatrics basically reversed all their guidelines, and they said that now it's okay to serve kids allergenic foods, and you don't have to do single ingredients anymore, but these are, you know, the nutritional targets. So when I first started out feeding Sophie, I had put a lot of pressure on myself to make the perfect baby food. I would actually whip out my food scale and, you know, weigh out all the ingredients so that it was like the perfect mix and balance. And that gets to be really exhausting. Like, imagine doing that every single meal every day.
Wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no. And I'm sure with three kids, like, that's definitely not going to happen. So what we do is we put together all of the ingredients so that they're perfectly nutritionally balanced, mixed with superfoods and all the best plant-based ingredients. And it's ready for parents to just kind of pop that into the meal maker and set the timer and walk away. For parents who are doing it on their own, I always suggest, you know, think about how you can get the healthiest, most real food ingredients and preparing that in a way that is low in sugar and just as colorful as you can make it. And don't hold back on spices. So what we do at Raise Real is, you know, we put in turmeric and we put in cilantro and I put in lucuma powder, which is a superfood. We're not afraid to hold back because babies at this age are learning how to eat, and they want to basically, you want to teach them how to eat as adults, and whatever we expose them to in the first year is what they'll, you know, most likely learn to appreciate.
That's great advice. Well, I want to make sure everyone gets the website. It's raisedreal.com, and there you can find Michelle Davenport and all her expertise, and she'll help you do it and do it right. I wish you were around when you're off getting your PhD in nutrition when I was feeding all my kids. But I wish you were around then, because I could have certainly used your help. So thank you so much for everything that you're bringing to moms and helping make their job a little bit easier. And thanks for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. We have a link, everybody, to raisedreal.com. You want to check it out on Mom Talk Radio. And when you're there, also send me a message. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Tell me what you want to hear about. Tell me you found Tasty Lee tomatoes like one of our listeners did last week. When we return, we're pulling one of my favorite segments out of the archives.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
On this last segment of Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to welcome Michelle Pascal. Michelle is a French author, meditation teacher, singer, filmmaker, photographer. Quite an impressive resume. In addition to that, he is the author of 20 books, his 20th being the latest just published, called Meditation for Daily Stress. So we're going to really chill on this segment. Right, Michelle?
Hello, Maria. So happy to be with you.
So this is your 20th book. Is that correct?
Yes, 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 yes. I have published 19 books in French, but now I become U.S. citizen. So my new book is in English, Meditation for Daily Stress. How can we feel better in our daily life?
Okay, well, congratulations on your citizenship. What made you want to write this book, and how is it? Is it a departure from your other books? Is it different from your other books?
It's different because I think we need to feel better immediately in our world. I mean, when I say that, it's extremely important for me that spirituality must be concrete. Very concrete, very simple, very efficient. So I see everywhere around me the disaster of the stress. Everyone is so stressed, and when we are stressed, we are sick, because we know in neuroscience, when we put electrode on the brain, if you are stressed, you destroy your immune system. If you are stressed, you destroy your neuron, your stomach, your heart, your blood pressure. So how can we be less stressed immediately in our daily life? This is exactly the book.
Okay, so actually you're talking to the perfect audience, because moms are busy. So tell us just a quick peek then, without giving the book away. It's short meditation exercises, is that correct? That's the body of the book?
Yes, exactly. It's 10 practices, very okay. simple, that we can do anytime, anywhere. You say all your friends, mommy, are so busy. Me, I say every day, my schedule is busy. Not me.
Right. Right.
Not me.
Well,
no, it's
right.
very important, because most of time, I teach many times for mummies. And most of time, we have a wrong perception of meditation. I mean, we have the perception of, I must take a lot of time today to train my mind, to meditate, to be sitting down in a lotus position, for example, etc. But this is a cliché. It's not like that in a monastery. Me, I come from a monastery in the Himalayas. We never do that. It's a cliché that we have in America from Hollywood. I know I live in Hollywood, but it doesn't help, because for the mummy who listen to you, she has a lot of pressure. She is very busy. Children, job, husband. How can we say to a mummy, oh, my friend, you have worked 15 hours today. Now you must be sitting down, take a deep breath and meditate. It's not like that. It's
okay.
not like that, that we can be calm.
That's a good distinction, because it is, to me, seems to calm my mind for that. It's just I don't know how I would do it. But it's interesting, though, because you're right. It is so much tied between just your whole the mind-body connection and your health and your overall wellness to meditation. And I just saw an article actually on online a few weeks ago about this. So tell us then where our listeners can find your book.
Oh, Barnes & Noble, in Amazon, in every bookstore in America. And also you can go on my website, michelpascal.tv, and every day you have a lot of videos and guidance to learn with me.
Right. And it's michelpascal.tv.
Exactly.
And we have about 30 seconds. So I just wanted to ask you then where. So you said it's very quick and easy, and it's not it's kind of over dramatized by Hollywood, let's say. So give us what you think is the best tips for moms to, of course, buy your book, but then to get into meditation. What's the first easiest steps?
The book is 10 practices to feel more
okay.
calm immediately in our daily stress, at the workplace, in our family, in our car, in the traffic. The first practice of the book, it's what we learn in a monastery, to be sitting down like a mountain, to feel more stable, to have less thought in the mind when the brain is running all the time, to meditate like a mountain, to be more grounded, more stable, to breathe like a mountain.
That's wonderful. Okay, so that's Michelle Pascal, M-I-C-H-E-L-P-A-S-C-A-L. And the book, again, is called Meditation for Daily Stress. Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle, and best of luck with the book. And thank you all so much for listening to this edition of Mom Talk Radio. You can find this show and past shows at momtalkradio.com. We'll have links to all of our guests' websites that were on the show today. And join us next week for another great episode. Have a wonderful week.